It is the review on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool 2, Napoli 0. It's Dan Morgan, it's Neil Atkinson, and it's Sean Rogers. And Neil, we got a result, I'd say for everyone, and particularly manager and squad, a much needed result. When he looks at this one, and we've debated the differences and the merits between a 4-4-2, a 4-2-4, a 4-3-3, you know, there's not a lot of difference in those shapes, and we've gone into detail on that. He decides he's got a position he needs to fill on that left, and it's between Jones and Carvalho, and he knows that both of them can play it in maybe different ways. Goes with Jones, and obviously goes with Tsimikas in that, and Thiago's over there. But that left side felt important last night in every aspect of the game. It set the shape. I felt a lot better than against Leeds, where it was basically Robinson times three on his own. And I think also, I think it's worth referencing the inclusion in Konate and that, and what he brought in terms of carrying the ball forward.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, we've sort of culturally, when everyone talks about football, it's one of the worst things that it feels like anyone can say about a football team at times. You know, you'll hear punditry sort of lash it out there. I'm sure I've said it in the past. I'm sure we've sat on this show and said it in the past. We use the phrase square pegs in round holes. And when we say square pegs in round holes, a lot of what we're saying is that it's just not the right player for what we need and that bit of functionality. And I'm, you know, of the view in terms of what Liverpool want from their front three in a 4-3-3. I think Curtis Jones is a little bit of a square peg in a round hole. But if your holes are in the right place and your pegs are ready, willing and able, there are times that is far better than the alternative, for instance, what we've seen a little bit of recently. And I think that, you know, the inclusion of Jones, not because he does anything absolutely wondrous, although he's unfortunate on a couple of occasions, not because he's showing unbelievable pace or even remarkable physicality, but because he shows just a fair bit of tactical nous, a fair bit of strength and the ability to hold the ball and help structure a team, it makes a significant difference. And that's, he is still, as far as I'm concerned, a square peg in a round hole. But sometimes you've just got to, you know, you firstly you've got to dance with the one that brought you, and sometimes you've just got to make the best out of any given situation.